This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, Republican, representing his state's 8th Congressional District, member of the House Ways and Means Committee, top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee. He's been following the debate among the president and some key Democrats and Republicans at the White House, and he is certainly a key member of Congress on Capitol Hill as well. Congressman, a lot of different issues being brought up today, and we're going to try and hit on as many of them as possible. The first one that came right out of the gate in the opening statements from the president and the first Republican speaker, Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander, was whether or not the plan that's coming out of the Senate right now and that the House will be asked to vote on here at some point is whether or not that plan actually reduces premiums for those who buy their insurance individually rather than through an employer. You've had a chance to go through some of the data on that. What's the truth here?
Well, the truth is that the president's plan raises premiums on families. I went to page 9 and 10 of the Congressional Budget Analysis, and what it said was that in these exchanges, these private plans, because they'll have more mandates from the government, will be more expensive. So they estimate that these will go up 18 to 21%. That means for a family about a little over $2,000 more a year. And I think, too, what he didn't mention was that they're forcing people out of the private plans they have today. In 5 years, none of them can be offered. They all have to go into this government-run exchange. And so that the pledge he's always made, which was if you like your plan, you can keep it, that's violated as well. So he started right off the gate with the wrong information.
Congressman, follow up on a point you just made there, because I think a lot of people believe that because of the Senate plan and what the president said earlier this week, since it doesn't contain the public option, that they're going to be able to keep their plan. You just said in a few years they won't. Explain why that's the case.
Yeah, people who have private plans, which means they don't get it at work, they buy it on the private market, those go away after 5 years. In fact, your only choice will be these government mandated plans in the exchange, but also plans you get through your employer. If they have significant changes or they don't meet the new government standard of what a government approved plan would be, that too then it goes through the government exchange. You won't be able to keep the one you like. So in addition to the mandate that you have to buy health care and then the business's mandate that they have to provide it, there's mandates from the government that says you can only offer our approved plans. So a lot of people, including seniors who like their Medicare Advantage plan, all of those will be forced out of what they have today.
Congressman, and so this is all part of the mandate program rather than anything related to the public option. Another thing I know that you were looking at here is the overall cost in terms of the premiums, but also the process by which this is happening. And I know the word reconciliation has been tossed around a lot. The Democrats now saying that they're not necessarily wedded to that idea. What are you hearing?
Well, yesterday, Democrats on Capitol Hill came into every meeting with the talking points list on reconciliation. In fact, a news debate I did earlier this morning, they launched into why that's the normal way of doing business. It's been done 21 different times recently. Two things they forget. One, it's never been used for something that transforms our government like this. And in fact, most times reconciliation has been used is when it's something like tax cuts has very popular support among the public. In this case, they want to use it to force through a plan the public doesn't want. And I always cite Senator Barack Obama's point when reconciliation was brought up in the past, when he said this is how you circumvent the will of the American public. And I think what he said was true. My fear, and I think a lot of the public's fear, is that after this photo opportunity today, the Democrats in the White House will immediately decide to try to force it through the back door.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, member of the House Ways and Means Committee, top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee. Congressman, if you look at the surveys, close to about half the people want something done this year, but about two-thirds to three-quarters say they don't want this particular bill done this year, and a lot of them say they want it done in a smaller piece-by-piece fashion. At the summit today, Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa, who's the new chairman of the Senate Health Committee, says you really can't do it incrementally because all the different components are linked, and if you only target one area, other areas are going to be negatively affected. How would you respond to the argument that you can't do it piece by piece, it has to be all at once?
Actually, I think it's best done step by step because our healthcare system is so complex, and because we have so many good parts of the way we provide health care, you know, you don't want to throw that out as you do this some comprehensive plan. The medical leaders at the Texas Medical Center in Houston, they see 160,000 patients a day, largest medical center in the world. They recommend that you take this step by step, focusing on cost first, getting the cost lower so you don't have more people who are uninsured, focusing then on how you get the waste and abuse out of the system, and then moving on to coverage. So some of the brightest minds in medicine recommend that we take it thoughtfully, deliberately, step by step, and the American public feels the same way.
Congressman, in the second half of the session today, the issue of the cost of all this came up, and Congressman Paul Ryan, the top Republican on the House Budget Committee, was saying that it's basically smoke and mirrors that this Senate plan is going to be deficit neutral and may even cut costs over time. He says when you factor in that there's 10 years of taxes and when there's only 6 years of actual spending, and in the out years it gets even worse. What can you tell us as you've studied it about just what the long-term cost of this is going to be?
Yeah, this thing is designed like an adjustable rate mortgage or one of those interest-free credit cards where it starts out very low and then explodes. And, you know, as a consumer, you never worry about can you afford it at the beginning. It's once it ramps up, can you afford to make those payments? This bill obviously ramps up in a major way. And as we know, most of these Medicare plans are 7 to 8 times underestimated in their costs. So we're going to run deficits in a major way during the first decade and a half, and then the costs really explode. And I always remind folks that this is a new entitlement on top of Medicare, which will go bankrupt here in 6 years, Social Security, which isn't far behind, and then, of course, we don't even fund our veterans' health care the way it should be. So Paul Ryan was right on target, and I think the American public actually has studied and knows that this will be a bomb, a debt bomb in the future.
Congressman, last question. How has the debate changed, if at all, as a result of this summit, and what do you expect in the days ahead?
You know, I've watched the portions. The president has talked an awful lot. I know this was supposed to be a listening session, but at this point in the summit, he's actually spoken more than either the Republicans or the Democrats. And I think that probably reveals where he's going, having put his plan in out first before listening at the summit. I think this, beyond being for show, they're setting the stage to have an excuse to circumvent the will of the people and come through the back door with reconciliation. Instead of just sitting down, starting with a blank sheet of paper, let's figure out some good things. My worry is that they're going to try to force it through.
Well, we'll keep watching. And, sir, you're always good to take some time to be with us to help us understand it better. Thank you very much for today.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.
Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, member of the House Ways and Means Committee. He's also the top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for World Net Daily.